$5.
Acknowledge the traditional owners of the Kulin Nation, the traditional owners of the land the upcoming game is played on, and pay our respects to elders past, present and emerging.
Welcome to the 2021 AFL Premiership season on AFL Nation.
Pulls it into the pocket. Cameron wants it. Cameron gets it.
To Silwood, standing start. Lash the ball toward the goal. Oh, that's a moment of inspiration from the skipper.
Charlie comes up brandishing. He doubles back from left to right and kicks one of the goals of the season.
50 from goal. Kept it alive. 48 from goal. Goes with the banana. It'll be the miracle. Oh, kick off the boat! You're kidding me!
You've just done the impossible!
Martin tracks him. Martin's got it. He scored. He shoots. It's the stuff of legend!
Welcome to AFL Nation.
Very good afternoon. Yes, indeed. AFL Nation, as we kick off a big Sunday of football action. We're an hour and 8 minutes away from North Melbourne and the Adelaide Crows getting underway. I hope you're enjoying your Sunday so far. Sam Hargraves joined by Liam Pickering as always. And Pickers, it's a very big day for the AFL Nation family. You and I need to straighten up and be on our very best behaviour because we welcome in a new addition to the family, a new member of the team. He just happens to be the voice of racing in the country, the best race caller going around, and he's come back to footy, which he knows and loves, and it's wonderful to have Matt Hill as part of the AFL Nation family. Hello, Matty.
Sam, lovely to be here, and Pickers, and just listening to that little preview there with you just going off your nut. That was fantastic. I'm raring to go.
That's what I bring to the table, Matty. You can bring the class, and I'll bring the out-and-out stupidity, and Pickers will probably help me out in that area as well. How are you, Picks?
How am I going?
I said you need to be on your best behaviour.
I just turned my mic off.
Anyway, your mic on.
No, I'm good. Good to be here. Welcome, Maddie. It's great to have you. I love listening to you on a Saturday, calling the races, especially when you're calling a horse that I've backed home, which I really like. But no, it's good to have you calling the footy. It's going to be a good game. I'm looking forward to this.
Our pre-game show is for Beaumont Tiles, Australia's best, and for Hard Yakka, for a new breed of legends. We're going to be joined by Alex Keith in about 8 minutes' time after the Dogs got a really good win over the Lions. They were impressive yesterday, Pickers, and have been all season undefeated at the moment at the top of the ladder.
Yeah, they look good. And they look very good. They're teaming together well. Their pressure's great. Their backline, which is a bit underrated, has been holding up, and we know how strong their midfield is, and ooh, I'm liking the look of that forward mix they've got at the moment with big Tim English going forward and also Norton, who looks great, and Bruce, who's in good form as well. So, yeah, they've got a great balance at the moment with Steph Martin coming in. He's given them a chance to release Tim English into the forward line, and he's been a weapon.
It's an area you know very well, being the preeminent player manager in the competition, but the ability to identify a need and fill it. Do we rate list managers where they're the first person we point to when maybe you don't get what you want or things how you want, but do we give them enough credit when they identify a need, they go about filling that need, and this has just worked out brilliantly. Steph Martin, as you say, coming to the Western Bulldogs, it's just meant that Tim English can do what Tim English is doing now.
Well, he'll develop into a really strong number one ruckman, Tim English, but he's still only a young fella. So, yeah, I do. I think they did it really well, the Bulldogs, and to be able to get Treloar in and Steph Martin, it's just given them so much more depth in and around the footy. And it, as you say, it gives them flexibility with their big men in the forward line. If Bruce isn't firing or they have to throw Norton back for some reason, they've got English that can go up there as well, which is really good.
Matty Hill, you're a Doggies man.
Booster. Yeah, it must be a real confidence booster for the other players, knowing that there's three blokes there that can get the pill right inside 50. And as you say, if Bruce is off, he's going to only kick the one yesterday, but there's two other options.
Yeah, and there is. And they've got little players in the forward line as well. They've got a million forwards, like small forwards as well. So now they've got a really good balance. They're going to be one of the teams to beat this year. There's no doubt the way the Bulldogs are playing at the moment.
It's something we'll discuss throughout the course of the afternoon. It begs the question, and it's something that I think we've spoken about a little bit early on for the season, but if you don't have at least one and maybe even two dominant key forwards that are week in, week out, four quarter performers, then I spoke about this with Justin Lepich during the week. You won't make finals, let alone win a grand final.
Well, if you just cannot afford to have the ball rebounded away, and from long balls in the air that go into your forward line, they just can't come pinging back out. So you've got to have guys that can at least contest, bring the ball to ground, give you some chance of keeping it in there.
Yeah.
But on your point about list managers, yeah, they're really important. They're crucial. But it's not just the list manager. It's a combination with the coach.
Yep.
He's always involved. The list management committee normally comprises of the general manager of footy, the list manager, the coach, and normally one other. So maybe a recruiting manager. So there's normally about four or five of them get in those meetings, and they identify what they want and what it's going to cost to get what they want, as opposed to what they want to bring in underneath the younger players. So it's a good little mix that most of the clubs have.
Winners for the round so far, Sydney in a thriller over Essendon on Thursday night by 3 points. Port Adelaide put some demons of preliminary finals last year, to bed with a 2-point win over Richmond. Western Bulldogs were too good for the Lions in Ballarat, 19 points. St Kilda came back from 33 points down midway through the third quarter to record a 20-point win over West Coast. We'll spend a fair bit of time on that. Carlton too good for the Suns to the tune of 11 points. And the Giants got their season back on track, and Collingwood have got some big question marks over them after going down to a vulnerable Giants with an extensive injury list to the tune of 30 points at the MCG last night. Boys, let's kick it off with our goals, behinds and out of bounds on the full for the weekend for McGregor Portables. Go to getamcgregor.com.au. Pickers, you can open the bowling for us. And if you've got some nominations, 0433 98 11 16.
Goal, well, it's hard to go past the Saints. I mean, they were gone for all money halfway through, though, early in that third quarter. And just the effort levels that they sustained, really, in the last half of that game was enormous. And to the stage where, in the end, the longer the game went on, the more they're going to win by. I just thought it was a superb win, and that could set their season up.
I'm going to add Jack Steele to yours, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. That was a character-building performance last night. They promised a response. It was Jack Steele that promised it, and again, it's Jack Steele that led the way and helped his side deliver it. His last three games, Pickers, he had 33 disposals last night. He had 17 of those contested. He kicked a goal. His last three games, he's kicked 5 goals and had 93 possessions.
Yeah, he wills them over the line in a lot of cases, and he is a really good footballer, and no wonder they made him the captain. He leads by example, and that's what you need your skippers to do and your leaders to do. Stand up when the team's being challenged and actually show something, and he did that.
You got a goal, Matty?
Yeah, I think Toby Green from GWS stood up against Collingwood, and, you know, we're talking about lists before. They've got 7 players on the list that are terribly young playing against Collingwood, and Toby Green has stood up and give them what they needed. So I'm going with Toby Green.
He's a star, Toby Green.
Isn't he?
He's a dead set star.
He turnstile ticker, isn't he?
Oh, he is. He's one of the best players in the competition, pound for pound. He might even be in the first three. In my view, that's how good I reckon Toby Green is.
He kicked 5. It was his first game officially as captain, and you couldn't have asked for a better performance from your skipper. We spoke about, you know, what Jack Steele was able to do for St Kilda.
That's an interesting call. So we got Martin 1, Bontempelli 2.
Yeah, I reckon Green's in the mix. Yeah, well, Martin's obviously won because he's won 3 Norm Smiths, and he's a star, a superstar. But
you're talking the pound for pound.
I think pound for pound, if I'm putting a side together, he's on the half forward flank.
Yep,
he's one of the first I'd pick. I just love him. I love the way he plays. He's got great balance. He's got that bit of grunt in him that you really need in a footballer. And he's a big occasion player. When they need a goal, he invariably kicks a goal. Mm. When they need a big mark or a big passenger play, he's a guy that can do it. And he's not just doing it now. He's been doing it for 4 or 5 years.
What about a behind?
My behind are the Blues. Now, you might say, you might ask, why is that?
I will ask, why is that, Liam?
Now, because, yes, they had a win, and well done, they should have won. But if they continue to kick behinds and miss opportunities and miss targets, those games will disappear. They will not win those games. The skill level of some of their players, especially when they've got the ball bringing it inside 50, at times is deplorable. Realistically, they miss a lot of goals. And it's been going on for a long time. And then, well, certainly this season. And that's something no doubt Teague's working on. But their players have got to have more composure. I don't think I've seen them burn more opportunities than they've burnt this year, Carlton. And they're 2-2, okay. But they really should be better than that because they could have won that game against Richmond in round one as well.
They kicked 9-16. Their disposal efficiency was 69%. Luckily, they were efficient in terms of getting scores on the board, 61%, when they went inside forward 50.
Yeah, but
the accuracy was...
They missed so many easy opportunities, and it must be frustrating. The blokes up the ground worked the ball that hard to get it in there, and then the blokes are just burning opportunities that they should kick at this level.
I'm going to go with the Pies for my behind. Second week in a row, they've dominated hitouts and lost clearances. Nathan Buckley doesn't think it's an issue. It's absolutely an issue. Shane Mumford's 35 years old and
provided, there's something not working in there, obviously.
Provided an incredible contest up against Grundy. Grundy had the better of it in the 44-18 hit-out differential, but the 36-32 clearance differential, that's what cost him a prelim against the Giants a couple of years ago.
Exactly what happened.
It's cost them against the Lions last week, and it cost them again last night.
I think the Lions have beaten them 5 of the last 6 times they've played.
I think so.
That's right. And that, but they, no, they shouldn't have beaten them last night. Well, mine, Matty, sorry, you go.
I was going to say Collingwood. So, yeah, ditto. A couple of big guns out of form. Well, I'll keep, struggling a little.
I'll keep laying the boots into the pies then. They're my out in the full. Because when you go into a last man standing competition and you've got a side and you're going, okay, it's round 4, most of the competition's gone, and you think, who's my certainty of the round? You look at the teams, and Collingwood at the MCG against the undermanned Giants, a certainty. Well, they were terrible last night. They were really bad. And I know I'm saying it facetiously, but for whatever it is, you know.
They had more inside 50s, yet only took 6 marks, and they've only been able to kick 9 goals. They've got major issues inside forward 50.
But that's been going. How long has the forward line been an issue? It's been an issue for 2-3 years. Mm. They've got to do something about it. They've got to find some forwards. They've got to change the team around as well. They can't keep going with the same group that they've been going with.
Nathan Buckley did say that they needed a change, and whether that system or personnel will have to...
I'd say both. There you go. I'd say both.
So that's the big question mark for Collingwood at the moment, and I'm sure Collingwood fans are feeling that frustration as well. We're not telling you, as a Collingwood fan, anything you don't already know and didn't see last night.
Well, they'll be frustrated. Collingwood fans will be frustrated. I saw it online after the game last night. They're really frustrated by what's happening at their club.
This is Nathan Buckley after the game last night.
Even though the last sort of 30 seconds was focused on after the Brisbane game, there were plenty of execution errors that across the board that we felt we could improve. So we, you know, back to very similar 22. After tonight, there's enough evidence there to suggest that, you know, we need to change something up. As I said, whether it's personnel, system, preparation.
Buckley, pretty honest in his assessment. They turned the ball over at very regular intervals coming out of halfback, 64%. The disposal efficiency, and as you say, Pickers, they came up against a side that was absolutely ripe for the picking.
Yeah, well, they've dug themselves a stinking big hole now, 1-3 after 4 games, and a loss like that is a bad one because you forgive them a couple of their other performances. The Dogs are going great guns in round 1. They come up against Richmond, who are a top team, a really good team, but then they lose like that so badly to a side that they should have beaten. Any way you look at it, they should have beaten them at the MCG with all those injuries.
Out of bounds on the full for me, the Eagles. Second time they've lost a winnable game at Marvel Stadium this year. They went down by a point to the Dogs, 33 points up. Shouldn't have lost that game last night. Full credit to St Kilda, but the Eagles, we think, are a premiership contender. Shouldn't have lost that game.
Do we really?
Yeah.
Do we really?
Well, I'll
say that because they travel like a bad prawn. Like, they don't travel well, the West Coast, and they have to travel well to win it.
It's one of your best.
Well, I'm being serious when I say that. I know they're MCG and they won a grand final only a couple of years ago, but the reality is they've got to consistently win more than they are at the moment on the road.
A team that is consistently winning and they're winning on the road, it's the Western Bulldogs, undefeated this year, 19-point winners over the Brisbane Lions. Alex Keith plays a crucial role down back and was very good for them again yesterday as that defence held sway against a very potent Brisbane Lions forward line. He's been good enough to jump on the line. Alex, hello to you.
G'day, guys.
Must have been pretty happy head up to Mars. It wasn't an easy day for football, but it probably would have taken you back to your junior days, wet and wild and a little bit woolly. But 4 points, and it was a good performance against a side that you've had some good battles with over the last few years.
Yeah, no, definitely. It was nice to head up to Ballarat. And as you said, Bevo spoke exactly how you put it before the game that, brings back memories of, how we started playing footy and things like that, and lots of boys in our side from different parts, and thoughts of junior footy, I suppose. So no, it was good, and our supporters up there are unbelievable. So a good win, difficult conditions, but I thought it was a good performance. Winning a different way to how we had in the first few rounds.
Congratulations on the win, Keithy. Well done, mate. The wind yesterday itself was a It can blow a gale at Ballarat, let's be honest. Let's not muck around. That's my hood. That's my area up there, boy. She's a tricky one.
My hood.
How did it go as a defender? When you're a defender, and is it the way you position yourself when you know you've got a long, like a big, strong wing going either way down the ground? It's really important body positioning. I thought you guys did that well yesterday.
Yeah, no, definitely, because it was, I guess into the wind, you're always trying to take front position and, try and read the drop of the ball as best you can. And then, when they've got the wind, it's all about making sure the ball doesn't get over the back and, you don't want to cough up too many easy goals. It was funny the way it worked out. We didn't really score. I don't think the game panned out that there was a, heavy scoring end in, throughout the four quarters. I think, it was pretty balanced the way that teams were able to score into the wind. And sometimes I guess we maybe got carried away with trying to bomb a little bit when we had the wind. And, that can certainly happen.
Alex, the third quarter, they were coming at you, Brisbane. They were did a couple of plucky things. There was almost a goal of year contender in there by Danaher, and also almost a mark of the year contender from Hipwood. What changed in the third quarter? They were starting to come at you, but you guys held strong.
Yeah, no, I think they're just a good side, and in the balance of the game, they're always going to couldn't respond after we probably had the better of the first half. And there's a few moments there in the third quarter where they did have the momentum and a strong midfield group and obviously some dangerous forwards. You mentioned Danaher and Hipwood, they're extremely athletic and very skillful players, and then they've got some speed around them. So it was good that I think we were able to stem that momentum and I guess, get the control back in the game.
You would have been thrilled with the midfield performance, I reckon, yesterday, Keithy, because the pressure they were able to exert on those the Lions midfielders meant that the ball wasn't coming in at 100 mile an hour at you.
Oh, yeah. No, it's been fantastic this year, like with the added strength of, Big Steph and Adam in there as well now. And, it just adds to the depth. And, saw what Tim English can do up forward, and he's just going from strength to strength with his contested marking, and he helps the other tall forwards up there because really engages that third defender. Or it's difficult to know who to target, I suppose, from those three. They all have their unique strengths, but as you mentioned, it's just so good as a defender when the pressure's around the ball like it is in the midfield. Yeah, it's very, very fortunate.
And Alex, you talk about the midfield, but also when you've got three potent tall men up front that can mark the ball, that must make it a lot easier for you as well.
Yeah, definitely. And yesterday it was turned into a bit of a scrappy sort of down the line game. And when you're trying to get that field position, it's crucial that you get a good contest down, ahead of the ball. And it gave us good field position. And the boys are flying for their marks. And I think against, a really strong defence, that trio of Brisbane defenders are highly rated in the league. So for the boys to play like they did up forward, in the blustery conditions and bit of sprinkling of rain at different times during the game, I think it was really impressive.
Alex, what's been, I suppose, I know that Luke Beveridge is big on themes, and whether it's a movie theme to a game or an obscure reference, but what's the theme for you guys been coming into this year after finals performances over the last couple that we know that you've been pretty disappointed in? What's been the theme and the approach to this season?
Yeah, I think Bevo's good with his messaging, that he tries to keep it fresh and, knows that. I think he adds a bit with motivation week to week, and so we're not too bogged down with footy type language the whole time, and I think that's a real strength of his. And I think he talks a lot about spirit and how that has an impact with performance. But I think in the preseason there were some key footy measurables that. The stats don't lie in ways, and teams that make top four consistently are pretty consistent in some key areas. So Bevo is pretty blunt and pretty strong with his feedback around just some key measurables that we weren't, you know, as consistent as we need to be. So,
Can you tell us what they are at all, Alex? Can you let us into what they were?
Oh, look, some basic defensive measurables. To be honest, like how specific they were. Like some were about transition, some were about one-on-one contests, and obviously when all teams don't want to allow one-on-ones now. All defenders and team defenders try and help each other out, but just some key statistics that most teams I think would use. But it just sharpens our focus and really sort of hones in on some deficiencies that are pretty crucial to trying to make your way up the ladder and be more consistent week to week.
Well, it's working very well at the moment, Keithy. Well done on your game. Well done on the start to the year. And just a little heads up, I bet you're not missing cricket. It's district cricket semi-finals yesterday, round four of the AFL. Can you believe it? They're still playing cricket.
Yeah, a couple of weeks to go in the Premier Cricket. So, yeah,
can you believe it?
Demons got knocked out last week, unfortunately.
And Alex, it looked pretty cold there at Ballarat. I think the feels like temperature was about 4 degrees, but that's only a barrier trial. You've got a Friday night in 2 weeks' time at Manuka Oval, which is Arctic Oval there in Canberra.
Yeah. The night games in Canberra is a nice scheduling for us, but we'll look forward to it. Ballarat with a nice tune up for that one.
I wonder if Bevo will get out in the singlet like Clarko did. We'll wait to see that. Hey, Alex, as Pickers said, having a great year yourself, team flying. You've got the Gold Coast next week, another winnable game, and you could very well be 6-0 in a couple as well, and it's just a dream start of the year. Enjoy it, and thanks for your time on a Sunday.
Thanks, guys. Thanks very much.
Alex Keith from the Western Bulldogs. They sit top of the ladder at the moment. The ladder for 40 Winks. Get 40 months interest free at the 40 Winks 40-hour sale. So the Bulldogs on top from Sydney. Melbourne in third. They play Geelong today at the MCG. Port Adelaide in fourth. West Coast in fifth. Carlton now into sixth. Richmond slide to seventh. Geelong up into the eight. They play today. Adelaide Crows sit ninth. Saints now up to 10th. Essendon, Gold Coast, Collingwood, Giants, Hawthorn, Brisbane now in 16th position. Fremantle and North Melbourne, the only side that hasn't won a game yet this year. And they are not too far away from getting their round four game against the Adelaide Crows off and away at Marvel Stadium today. Pickers, thoughts on Alex Keith and the Western Bulldogs after that performance yesterday?
He's been a great recruit.
Yep.
There's no doubt about that. They're the real deal. Yep. No doubt they're the real deal. It's funny because they've set themselves up beautifully. 4 out of 4.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the Gold Coast in town next week at Marvel. They'll win that.
Yep.
They'll win that. And then they go to Manuka. They must have the Giants, haven't they?
They do. They've got the Giants. So, and then round seven, it's mouth-watering because it's Richmond on a Friday night.
Okay, so they can go into that game, and they should go into that game 6-0.
Yep.
Richmond at 6-0. Richmond will probably be, 4-2? You'd think they'll bounce back pretty strong. I know they've lost a couple of games, but... yeah, that's going to be a beauty.
What happens at a footy club after the first four rounds of the season? They win, they're on top of the ladder.
Well,
people bouncing around a footy club during the week a bit more.
She's a whole different turn-up Monday job. You turn up and everyone's feeling good about themselves. You know, we're all pretty happy. There's a smile on the coach's face. He's not everyone's dodging the coach. They've got the eyes down. It is. Training's a lot easier. Training's a lot better. You know, the feeling's a lot better. Everyone around the place has got a smile on their face. You're feeling good. And so you want to get to training. When it's a grind, like North at the moment, they're a young team, so they'll probably be okay. But when you're grinding away and you're really struggling to get a result, it is tough work as an AFL player and an AFL club. The coaches feeling the pressure. The assistant coaches are. The captain, the leadership, everyone's feeling the pressure. So it's a bit of a different feel. But when you're the Dogs like they are at the moment, smiles on dials everywhere. This is a really happy place to be.
We did goals, behinds, out of bounds before. That was all from McGregor Portables. Go to getamcgregor.com.au. And, of course, you can get involved with us all throughout the course of the afternoon at AFL Nation on Twitter. Get involved all day on the social feedback. That's for Summit Internet, faster business internet. Sam Hargraves, Liam Pickering here. Matty Hill making his AFL Nation debut, which is very exciting.
I'm waiting for him to call Zutori at some stage.
He's your favourite horse, isn't he? Yeah, he went all right yesterday.
He did go all right, Zutori.
This is the pre-game show for Beaumont Tiles, Australia's best and Fahad Yakka for a new breed of legends. Back on the other side of this with our players' stock for stake. That starts trading US shares with $0 brokerage. And you can give your thoughts, 0433 98 11 16. So we'll get you boys to think about exactly who you're going to be trading, who you're going to be buying, who you're going to be selling, and who you just might hold on to in just a moment. But we're here today to do North Melbourne and Adelaide. The other games today to finish off round four, Melbourne and Geelong from the MCG up after our game, and then Fremantle and Hawthorn close out the round in what will either be the Trent Crowe Cup or the Ben Allen Trophy. Depending on what vintage you are, Pickers.
My vintage would be Ben Allen.
Me too.
Yeah.
I was devastated when he left Hawthorn.
Were you really?
Yeah, I cried when Darren Jarman left and I shed maybe a single tear.
He's a damn good player, Ben Allen.
He was
a really good player.
Very good player.
I cried the day Jarman kicked that goal against Footscray.
Yeah, grown men cried that day. So he's really upset a few, is Darren Jarman. Don't talk to St Kilda fans either.
How do we get onto him? I don't know.
I don't know either. I think they call it killing time, because as we go to the break, AFL Nation for Beaumont Tiles, Australia's best, and for Hard Yakka, for a new breed of legends. We'll do some player stock movement on the other side of this.
You're listening to AFL Nation for Beaumont Tiles. Choose Beaumont Tiles for 28% off floor tiles, Australia's best.
My Freedom members' exclusive furniture event ends Monday. Join My Freedom and get 20% off all dining, storage and kids' furniture. Ends Monday, only at Freedom. Terms and conditions apply.
Every interview and every show. Listen to the podcast now. Just click the catch-up button on the SEN app.
The AFL is back and Betfair is your home of AFL betting and home of better odds. Take advantage of our weekly pro punter previews, packed full of in-depth analysis, staking strategies, the biggest lays and more. Interested in future markets, back your favourite team on the exchange, and if they get out of the blocks quickly, trade out of your position using Betfair's unique lay functionality. Want better odds on footy this season? Then bet with Betfair.
Always gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
Mate, you finally going to build that man cave out the back?
Yeah, sure am. Just on the Robot Building Supplies website now.
What do they sell?
Everything I need to build the best man cave a bloke ever hid from his family in. Steel wall sheeting, Corrie sheeting, purlins, steel, insulation, Rio mesh, bolts and screws. I can order it on the website and get it all delivered.
Save time and money with Robot. Notting Hill, Sunshine, Preston, Dromana, Pakenham, Coldstream and Darnham.
Call 1300-GO-ROBOT or order at robotbuildingsupplies.com.au.
R-O-B-O-T, Robot Building Supplies.
Safety Steel, time to get real.
Servicing all of Australia, Safety Steel is renowned for getting the job done no matter the size. Industrial, commercial, domestic and rural, Safety Steel helps local business move forward. Garages, carports, massive warehouses, barns, farm sheds, whatever your project or development, everything is designed with advanced engineering. Safety Steel, over 50 years and still going strong.
Safety Steel. Time to get real.
Safetysteel.com.au.
So, you want another furphy? Well, legend has it that a brewer in Geelong had an epiphany, a vision for a beer unlike any other. Easy drinking, full strength, a clean finish. They say he brewed it for ultimate refreshment, and once perfected, he'd call it Furphy Crisp Lager.
Isn't that what he's drinking?
Here you go. Furphy Crisp Lager.
Unbelievable.
Sustained performance in footy is more than just one great game. It's about playing consistently, game after game, season after season. It's the same with your super. Because if you're with Host Plus, you're the super fund with a history of long-term top performance. Host Plus, we go with you.
This is general advice only. Consider the relevant HostPlus PDS available at hostplus.com.au before deciding if HostPlus is appropriate for you. Past performance is not a reliable indicator of future performance.
I met Sally when we were 16. Yeah, I think I fell in love with her the moment I met her. I love everything about her. Yeah, ever since we were young, we both wanted kids. We got so excited the day we realised we were both ready for that step. So then...
what happens next is up to you. Because the only way her story continues is with you. Donate sperm at Monash IVF and make the dream of having a family more than just a dream. Visit monashivf.com today.
With Beaumont Tiles' Be Visual Live app, you really can try before you buy. Take a photo of your family area, select the tile you like and see it live. And get 28% off your floor tiles. But hurry, last days. You'll be happy you chose Beaumont's.
Footy doesn't start under the bright lights of the G. It starts with the kids on a dewy morning on the local grounds, spilling marks and chasing crumbs. The nerves before the first bounce and the final siren. It's a buzz you don't get anywhere else. It starts with the local volunteers, the coaches, the umpires. There'd be no footy without them. Footy starts with the memories, the mates, the passion. It starts with you. It starts with us. Get involved in your local footy today at play.afl.
You're listening to AFL Nation. For Beaumont Tiles. Choose Beaumont Tiles for 28% off floor tiles. Australia's best.
Back Marvel Stadium, Sam Hargraves, Liam Pickering, Matt Hill, as we count down to North Melbourne and Adelaide to kick off our Sunday of AFL Nation action. Before we get into some player stocks, let's get an odds update. Thanks to PointsBet.
An odds update, proudly brought to you by PointsBet. Download the PointsBet app today. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
G'day punters, Elliot from PointsBet previewing this one this afternoon, Adelaide versus North Melbourne, and the Crows go into this one as favourites with us at PointsBet. They're $1.45 in the head-to-head market, North outsiders at $2.75 and just over a two-goal start for them on the line here, plus 13.5 at PointsBet. The elite odds we're offering at every single game this round at PointsBet. This one has been very popular today. Jaden Stevenson and Ben Cunnington to combine for 50 or more disposals, getting a massive $2.50 at PointsBet. So Stevenson and Cunnington to have 50 or more touches of the footy between them, $2.50. We'll have a quick look at the first goal scorer markets as well. Taylor Walker, as short as you get here, he's at $6. Darcy Fogarty's at $9. Larky and McAdam both at $11. And we have seen some good money come for Larky as well. And the early payout, that continues as well. If you lead at three-quarter time, you win. We'll pay your head-to-head bet out as a winner. T's and C's do apply. So jump onto pointsbet.com.au, download the app, and as always, please gamble responsibly.
Very nicely done. Pickers, before we get into some player stock movement, you've been itching to maybe just introduce Matty to a piece of audio that is wildly popular with the AFL Nation, with your off-the-bench show every Saturday morning. Hutchie absolutely adores it. Would you like to set this up for Matt? Because he's figure in this audio.
Well, it was the first time we'd taken a live call of yours, Matt, on the radio station.
And this was the first race on Derby Day, the old Linlithgow Stakes. It's quite a big race.
Big race. Yep. So we take it. I've got back from Bali the night before, so I've had no sleep. Look, I've got back at midnight, couldn't sleep. Had to drive to Traralgon for the cap. Long story short, I'm sitting at McDonald's in Traralgon doing the show with Adam Cooney. We paused to listen to take the race at about 11:45.
Sure.
While we're still live on air, I'm thinking I'm turned down. Here comes the Matt Hill call.
First event, 1,200 metres. Zutori's agitated. Good. Set to gallop.
Now, unbeknownst to me, that went to air right at the time. And Hutchie thought it was the funniest thing he's ever... So he stuck it into our little promo that we do every week. And so he's going to be listening today for a bit of Zutori's agitated. Good. That sort of thing. So anyway, it was a bit of an in-joke, but I thought you might enjoy it, given you'd never heard it before.
Absolutely. Well, I was completely unaware that this was going on. So, it did the trick. It did the trick, because obviously Kemal Parser went on to win the race. So,
which is what
well
who I backed. So
good job.
Better.
Good job. Paid a bit too.
It did. Hey? It was double figures.
No wonder you got the new shoes on, looking spectacular
very,
this
very
afternoon.
Very, very good today, old mate.
And I think it would only be right that every time there's a ball in space today and two players take off after it, I think we just sit back and let the man here.
We will. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Work us through it.
Exactly right.
It's fantastic to have Matty Hill with us. Player stocks for stakes. Start trading US shares with $0 brokerage. You can have your say on this as well. 0433 98 11 16. Who are you buying, Liam Pickering?
I'm buying more of Tim English. I'm buying more and more of him. I think he's going to develop into a super Ruckman long term, but his ability to go forward now just adds another string to his bow, and I think he could be one of the most valuable ruck forwards in the game by the end of the year, because he looks the most natural of the ruckmen that goes forward to me. Matty?
I tend to agree. One player I've been following a little is Ed Langdon from Melbourne.
Yeah, good player.
He is playing really well at the moment. He's been given a bit of free rein on the wing from the coaching staff this year. He's averaging 24 disposals. He's covering plenty of ground, and he's lighting up the D's a little. So where the D's sit, that's up for grabs. But I think Ed Langdon's playing really well. I'd be holding him.
Okay.
This might be an easy one, but I have just been so impressed with Jack Steele since taking the captaincy of St Kilda. I know he was All-Australian last year, and that's taken his game to another level. I think he's gone to another level again. Mm. And he'd be right in the conversation if you were starting a club and you wanted to install a younger captain, then he would be a guy that you would look at. You can set your watch to him week in, week out now.
He's a consistent player. Look, he was a guy that struggled for opportunities at the Giants when they were... Yep. Everyone available, chock full of stars, and he was the one that was forced out. But, geez, it shows how much depth they had that he couldn't get a game because he's a serious player.
And in the last 3 weeks as well, as I say, 5 goals he's kicked. He's been in everything. 6 clearances again yesterday, and he's had 93 touches in the last 3 weeks.
He just plays like a leader.
3 weeks, yeah.
He plays
and that's
like
the other
a real
part,
leader.
The leadership.
He's got presence, which a lot of players
don't
have.
And he's got a name, Jack Steele, which screams marketability. He's a good-looking fella as well. He's born to be on a poster. His name's Jack Steele. Just strap an S on the front. Now they haven't done that photo shoot yet, but I guarantee they will. Big S, ripping the shirt open, the cape flying out the back.
Now, for the sake of this segment, can I throw some tricky ones at
you?
Yeah,
right. Sure. All right. Yep, let's go.
What about Josh Kelly from GWS?
Ooh, he's a hold still for me. Mm. A hold. I don't think no more than that, though. He's out of contract at the end of the year, by all accounts. No one quite knows what's happening with his contract.
Well, he can trigger it to stay or trigger it to leave.
We're not going to get any more money to go anywhere else, I wouldn't think, at the moment.
Brad Hill.
So yesterday, just on Kelly, he kicked one goal and had 22. He kicked one goal and had 22.
No, that's a nice player. That's a nice footballer. That's not a million-dollar player. But he hasn't played like a million-dollar player, which was the number being thrown around 2 years ago. He's playing like a $500,000 player. That's what he is at the moment. I'll hold him, though, because I think he can get back to what he was. Brad Hill, you mentioned, Matty. His last 2 weeks you wouldn't give 20 cents for him, but, geez, I thought he tried really hard yesterday, and he was one of the key reasons they got back in it. So I thought he showed something yesterday, and he's a hold. He's something to watch this space.
Brody Grundy.
Oh, he's no problems. Hold him. Because he's doing his job. I'm not sure what's going on around him. His ruck work's been actually pretty good. But they're getting nothing out of the centre. Nothing. Anyone else?
Well, that's a great question.
Absolutely.
That's a great question that Matty asks. Because if we're doing it in the terms of this segment, buy, swap and sell, you're either buying and holding him or you're selling the entire Collingwood midfield.
I'm selling the team at the moment. They're not making the finals. No. In my view at the moment, they're not good enough to be in the finals. I know, but I would hold Brisbane. I think Brisbane will be.
Yeah.
And I know Brisbane sit below Collingwood. I get that.
Yeah,
But that game last night is a real indicator of this. There's something not quite right there. I don't know what it is. There's something not quite right at Collingwood.
And Nathan Buckley has said that there's got to be change. So whether, we'll wait and see. Is that system?
Well, and
or
they
is that
can.
Personnel?
The reality is they can change, but they need to change because on what they're dishing up at the moment, they're not going to be playing finals. They're just not.
0433 98 11 16. Fogg says that Salem is a better football than Kelly right now. So same draft. He was taken inside the top 10, I think, Salem, if memory serves.
Salem's a very good player. I'll tell you, he's a better player than both of them. And I'm a bit biased. Carl Amon from Port Adelaide. He's in the same draft. Was about 50 picks lower.
One of yours?
Yeah, he is. That's what I said. I'm a bit biased, but he's playing in probably the best team in the competition, and he's been doing that stuff every week for 2 years.
So Melbourne gave away that pick two. They got, and that's what GWS used to get
Dom
Kelly.
Tyson.
And they got Dom Tyson and they got Christian Salem. Well, so Tyson now at North Melbourne, but Salem's a big tick.
Oh, massive tick. He's a very good player. Excellent player. Mm. But I'm not saying, I don't think he's a better player than Kelly, personally. I think Kelly's a better player at the moment. Salem's playing much better footy.
He's one of those players I think that everybody sitting in a pub would look at and go, I wish I had half that bloke's ability. The game seemed easy to him. And I wonder, for some, is that a good thing or a bad thing? If the game just comes to you that easy.
He's a star, there's no doubt. But he's not playing like that at the moment.
No.
He's playing like a good footballer, but not a star. He's not doing what Bontempelli and these blokes are doing.
No, he's not. Well, not many
are. We're talking the same draft, aren't we?
We are. Bontempelli went at 4.
Kelly went at 2.
Kelly went at 2. Billings went at 3.
You see, I'd say Billings is playing well, better than him at the moment.
Well, what did Billings kick 2 or 3, I think,
it was
yesterday?
Pretty important yesterday.
Very important.
And I was watching. It was very important. But look, the reality is you can't judge him on one game. But I thought there was some serious, serious question marks out of last night's Collingwood performance. Mm. Real head scratches, some of that stuff. effort stuff, skill level stuff. I think Bucks has got a bit of work to do there.
I think so. That was all for Stake. Start trading US shares with $0 brokerage. Thanks to Stake, make your mark. Our pre-game show for Beaumont Tiles, Australia's best, and for Hard Yakka for a new breed of legends. If we work our way through yesterday, we've spoken about the Dogs and the Lions, and you believe, as do I, that the Lions will find
form. I think
they'll
find form.
That forward line still is figuring out how to play together, and I'd hold on Charlie Cameron as well. He's too good a player to stay down all season.
Yeah, but it's been a while.
It has been a little while, but they'll figure out.
He hasn't really lit it up since 2019.
Oh, he had some very good games last year.
He had some good games. 2019 was a better year for him.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good player, very good player. But I don't think he's the best small forward in the game.
Well, Tim Watson raised this on radio. He said unequivocally that if Papley. He was to take a small forward, it would be Tom Papley if he had his pick of the bunch.
What are some of the other options?
Well, if it was at the start of the year, I would have said Dan Butler, because last year he kicked more goals than any other small forward and laid more tackles inside 50 than any other.
He was important last night.
And he bounced back in a big way after he'd been under the microscope along with Brad Hill. So he responded, I think, kicked three last night, Dan Butler. And his pressure was back, and he was hitting the packs at pace again. Pickett. His front and centre work was back to that elite level that we saw last year, and he was robbed of all Australian.
Cozzy Pickett?
Well, if you could take your pick right now,
it'd be hard
if you were starting
a
team, you'd look at him and go, well, I don't know where his ceiling is.
Absolutely.
So we know everything we know about the other people in the conversation of the small forwards. Liam Ryan, Tom Papley.
He's probably, in my view, Ryan's probably the pick of them at the moment. Papley probably second.
Yep.
And then probably Pickett.
It's scary when you think of what he could be. Cozzy Pickett.
Oh, yeah.
From what we've seen already.
Well, we saw what happened with Cyril.
Yeah.
Cyril he's a match winner.
Yeah.
Cyril, wasn't he? I mean, he didn't have to have 15, 18 touches a game. He could have 8 touches and be a real danger, a threat, a game turner with 8 touches and 3 tackles. And 5 times he went near the ball and the defenders just panicked because Cyril was in the area because he was such a brilliant tackler.
What did Dermot say? That Cyril Rioli is the greatest 12-touch player in the history of the game.
But he is. And Dermot's right. He's spot on.
So it's a great conversation, isn't it? And this time last year, the small forward was in vogue in a big, big way. It was all about the small forward. The Coleman medal leaderboard was chock full of small forwards. This year, the key forward is back.
Yeah, he's good. That's good. It's because the game's getting easier for them because the ball's getting in quicker. It's like it's getting easier for the tall forwards because the ball's getting in. They're getting more one-on-ones because the game's moving quicker because Steve Hocking had the guts to bring this rule in. That's what it is. Everyone that was knocking him early days. Can't tell me that's a bad rule.
Just before we go to the break,
it's made the game back to what it
this
was.
This is the man on the mark rule. So the kick from the middle of the ground to half forward, that was the why the rules basically come in, I reckon, because it's just opened it up. There's more entries inside 50, more scoring. I agree. I think it's been fantastic.
Yeah, they're peeling off.
Yeah.
They're not just
because
going
the man
back
can't do anything.
Correct.
Yeah.
They're not going back kicking it over the man on the mark. They're cutting angles. They're using the ball quicker. They're moving it quicker. And the only way, really, the game's been slowed down when it's been a windy day, and it's a little bit tricky, obviously.
As we go to a break, I want to ask you, what's the cutoff point? What's the last round where the naysayers on the rule change, of which I am almost one, I said I don't think it'll have a massive impact. It's had a much bigger impact than I thought. At what round do people like me have to put their hand up and say I was wrong?
Two weeks ago? It's obvious.
We're round 4.
Yeah, two
weeks. Don't you have to give a chance for coaches to coach against it?
How are they going to coach against that?
Well, we'll find out.
What are they
going to
do?
So what's the cutoff?
What can they do? The bloke can't move. He's a statue. What can they do?
They're working on stuff.
Oh, like what?
They're working
on
stuff.
They can work all
that. They've got many different machinations and permutations.
They can put a white coat on, get frizzy hair like Doc Muddy Brown out of Back to the Future in a lab, and they won't come up with anything to beat this if teams want to move the ball quick.
What were your arguments sort of against it?
I think I made the analogy that when the game needed, I thought, a bigger change, like 6 again in the NRL, and I said when you put a house on the market, if you want to get the ultimate price, you don't just put new throw cushions and new drapes up in a quick lash of paint. You redo the kitchen, you redo the bathroom, you re-stump it, and you do it from the ground. You know, you do wholesale change. I thought this was a tinkering and I've been proven wrong to this point. And I put my hand up.
You are putting your hand up.
I am putting my hand up at this stage.
At round four.
But I'm wondering, when's the absolute cutoff for people who are still saying?
Yeah, round two.
You reckon it was round two, Matty?
It's all over. Two. Correct.
I'm making it pretty clear in my view. It was round two. We saw one round and then we thought, oh, we'll see how it goes next week.
I'm interested about what the coaches do, though. I reckon give it another
Or
four rounds.
I think round six or seven.
Okay.
I think they've got to round six or seven. If they can't come up with anything.
I can't see them doing anything.
And I hope they don't, because I love what we're seeing this year. I've loved the football, and it's the way that it's changed is all for the better. I can't see a negative in it. So, round six or seven, we'll see.
Okay, I'm fine with that. I'd be surprised they'll tinker a little bit, but they're not going to do enough to stop this game. If you want to move the ball on quickly, you'll be moving it on quickly. Simple as that. This rule's in.
We'll talk about the Saints and the Eagles from last night as well. What a comeback from St Kilda to get their season back on track. This is AFL Nation, our pre-game show for Beaumont Tiles, Australia's best, and for Hard Yakka, for a new breed of legends.
You're listening to AFL Nation for Beaumont Tiles. Choose Beaumont Tiles for 28% off floor tiles. Australia's best.
It's a dirty job, but someone's gotta do it.
Are you living a life of grime and grime doesn't pay? Get rid of it fast with Spitwater, Australia's number one pressure cleaners. Right now, the tax man is on your side too with the instant tax write-off. Instant clean, instant write-off. Get it? Be quick or you won't get it. Clean to the max and get the tax. Call 1-800-SPITWATER now.
Picks on to Ryan. Big grab by Liam Flying Ryan.
The best players make their mark in the big moments. Make your mark in 2021 by trading the world's biggest market on Stake. Seize every opportunity with access to over 4,000 US stocks and ETFs in the palm of your hand. With Stake, you'll trade fast, direct, and with $0 brokerage. Download Stake. Wall Street, now you're trading.
Stake is a licensed representative of Sandlam Private Wealth. Read our FSG for more information.
Tyre Power have topped the customer satisfaction table again. That's right, Tyre Power received the coveted Canstar Blue Most Satisfied Customer Award for the second year running, making them winners 6 out of the last 7 years. We're proud and thankful to know that you voted for Tyre Power to receive 5-star reviews in every category of customer satisfaction. So when you need new tyres, go to the undisputed leaders in the field, Tyre Power. Visit your local owner-operator or find us at tyrepower.com.au.
Have you got what it takes to become a police officer? You might be the first to lend a helping hand. Maybe you're the level-headed one in your group. One thing's for sure, a lot of what's needed, you're probably already doing. We're looking for 3,000 new recruits. If a great starting salary, generous leave, and work-life balance sounds good to you, you're more suited than you might think to join Victoria Police. Search Police Careers and be a force for good. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
The Australian-made logo is a true mark of Australian authenticity. So for Red Energy to be the only energy provider certified to use the famous green and gold Australian-made logo, well, it's fair to say it's something we're pretty proud of. Here at Red, we're owned by the mighty Snowy Hydro, and that makes us 100% Australian. So if you want real Australian energy, switch today. Call 131 806.
Hello, Frank Walker from National Tiles. National Tiles have slashed the price on DIY Kimberley hybrid flooring to an unbelievable $29.95 every day of the year. That's right, DIY Lay and Click Kimberley hybrid flooring slashed to $29.95 every day of the year. Go online now at nationaltiles.com.au and save on Kimberley hybrid DIY Lay and Click flooring. It's child's play. National Tiles. Now you can.
Mark your calendars. All cleaning contractors and facilities managers. The Melbourne Cleaning Supplies Trade Show on April 15. Featuring over 20 leading suppliers. This is your chance to see what's new in the cleaning industry, including machinery and equipment. Plus, go in the draw to win an iMop XL Plus floor scrubber worth $7,000 by iTeam, the most efficient floor scrubber on the market. Don't miss the Melbourne Cleaning Supplies Trade Show on April 15 at Ricketts Road, Mount Waverley from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Learn more at melbournecleaningsupplies.com.au.
Mother's Day is the perfect time to pamper your partner. Sexyland has Australia's largest range of female health and wellness products. And from now till Mother's Day, there's 25% off female health toys. A fun way to thank your partner for being a great mum. Sexyland, the place to shop for all your health and wellness toys. 11 stores in Melbourne and Geelong. Or get two-hour delivery at sexyland.com.au. Take me now.
You're listening to AFL Nation for Beaumont Tiles. Choose Beaumont Tiles for 28% off floor tiles. Australia's best.
Time for the Titleist Pro V1 and Pro V1X, the number one ball at the Masters, the number one ball in golf. Pickers, geez, it looks a picture, doesn't it?
Marvel?
Augusta.
Oh, God. Well, I'm sitting at Marvel.
Yeah, I just said we're doing a Masters update.
Oh, right, sorry. Oh, looks
that's okay.
I haven't really been watching it.
Hideki Matsuyama from Japan leading 11 under through the third round.
I tell you, I watched about 10 minutes of it this morning.
Yeah. He's four shots ahead of a group of four at 7 under, which includes Aussie Mark Leishman.
He bogeyed when I was watching, actually. He bogeyed 7-8.
Last year's winner, Daniel Johnson. Daniel Johnson?
No.
What's
Dustin.
Dustin Johnson. Where did I get Daniel from?
He might be a guy that goes to school with you. Did he go to school with you, maybe, Daniel Johnson? Come on, anyway. It's Dustin, okay?
Yeah, it is. Missed the cut. It's a big
story. Yeah, there's been some horrible scorecards for some of those big names.
There has.
Rose is up in second spot too, I think, isn't he?
Yeah, he had a great first round.
Yep.
The dinner that the last year's winner puts on for the previous winners fascinates me, and they set the menu themselves. If Geelong best and fairest winners had to put a dinner on for the previous winners every year, what would you put on the menu?
Tacos.
Would you make them yourself?
Yep.
Oh, really?
And anyone that complained would never be invited back, because they get a life ban if they complain that the meat's a bit too spicy.
Sort of artisan tacos, or are you just...
I've got my own special recipe. And it's hot. It's damn hot.
What's in it?
El Paso sauce. But it's spice mixed with chili, and it's fresh chili.
You'd have your white pepper.
I don't put the white pepper on that.
Don't you put your white pepper on
that? I put white pepper on everything else. The most underrated condiment in the game, white pepper. That is. Have you ever tried it?
Yes, I have tried it. It's
underrated.
Cracks me up. It's big statements. 0433 98 11 16. Best condiments. We're happy to take
white pepper. You watch this light up. White pepper, people, because we've done this on off the bench. People love white pepper.
Why is it so underrated, do you think?
Everyone puts the fancy pants bloody black pepper out when you go to restaurants, but if they put it, what are they old?
I would love to go to a five-star restaurant
there,
and someone
just
comes
go whack.
Out, instead of with the big pepper grinder, comes out with a big tub of Saxa.
Of Saxa white pepper. You know what I mean?
Can I interest you in some white pepper?
I'll tell you who jumped. I'd put my hand up. I've got a couple of mates at two as well.
Absolutely. 0433 98 11 16. Let's do a little bit of quick fire stuff.
Righto.
Without notice. First one to you. Toby Green kicks 5 goals last night, his first game as captain. Steve Cornelio's, we know, injured, but we saw firsthand through the documentary, had some battles last year. Should Toby Green be the GWS captain permanently?
I think he'd make a good captain. I think he'd make a really good captain. But should he be the captain? Does it really matter? I mean, I think he could do it. He'd do a great job, but I'd give Cornelio a bit more time.
Is Tom Hickey the recruit of the year so far at his fourth club, the Swans?
He does it every time in his first year. He's a first-year performer, like a horse. First up. His first year at the new club, he always has a great year. He's going to be a good performer all year. Yes, he's been terrific.
Matty Hill, welcome back. Great to have Matty Hill as part of the AFL Nation team this year.
Real team player. Threw him out of the bus. What? Come on, Sam. Welcome back. He was just sitting there quietly.
That's what I'm welcoming him back into the fray.
Okay.
What's a pass mark for a crowd today for you?
Good question. I was thinking... it's not going to be massive. I was thinking a very good result would be 15,000.
Yeah, that'd be really good. Yep. We were here when they played in round one against Port Adelaide.
Round two,
I think it was 12. Yeah. 12,000 maybe. Disappointing.
It is.
It was very disappointing. It was the first game they'd had at home in over 12 months, and 12,000 turned up.
I think I'd use the phrase...
I'd be reckon they'll be battling to get 12,000.
Turn up to shut them up. When people are
talking about your club and coming after your club, the best way to shut them up is to turn up.
Totally agree.
And look, we're under the roof. I mean, it's hideous outside, but it's a good place to come.
This is what I think, though, Matt. I think people say it's a shocking day outside. Oh, I don't want to go to the footy. But you're not going to get wet here.
No.
The roof's on.
No.
You wouldn't even know it was raining
outside.
Underneath,
away you go.
Yeah, away we go. I agree.
Mark O'Connor Pickers has become a tagger as a result of a few injuries to the midfield for Geelong 2 weeks ago. Do you think he remains a permanent tagger from here on out? Likely take on Clayton Oliver today.
Well, while he's going the way he is, yeah, I do. I think he'll stay in there. He's got great speed. He's a tall man. He's a big tagger. And they're the ones, not the small guys, the little bugs that want to hang on and that. You know, they all did their job back in the day, Stevie Baker and all these type of guys, but they were small. You put the, and Cameron Ling was a bigger run with player.
Yep.
And Mark O'Connor's bigger than both of them. So I think it'd be a really good role for him. Yeah, I think they will keep it
going.
Who
do you like in that match today?
I like the Cats.
Yeah.
I don't.
I thought you might.
With no real confidence, to be honest, mate. No real confidence. All I'll say is, on form, Melbourne should be the favourites, in my view. But, you know, I'm not going to drop off Geelong by any stretch.
Both teams about to get on the field for their warm-up for Ream. Install a Ream, Australia's favourite in hot air. This is our pre-game show for Beaumont Tiles, Australia's best. And for Hard Yakka, for a new breed of legends, keep the condiment texts coming in. I'll read them on
Look
the other
all.
Side of
Look
this.
Look at them all for the white pepper ticks. Thumbs up.
You're listening to AFL Nation for Beaumont Tiles. Choose Beaumont Tiles for 28% off floor tiles, Australia's best.